Morning Team Show, WSQW, day 25. Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you. Actually, not Art Lewis this morning. As he was off yesterday, off today, and he's off tomorrow, back again on Friday of all times. Hey, actually, nice day to come back a Friday. I guess we're just in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, though we have a musical selection. I'm sure you recognize this.
It was his birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah. It was Bono's birthday.
Yeah. He was one of the several notable artists having birthdays yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has announced an upcoming autobiography.
Oh. Oh, he doesn't have one already. I'm surprised, to tell you the truth.
The book is going to be called Surrender, and it's going to be published November 1st. And there's a subtitle to it. It's called 40 Songs, One Story. Bono uses titles of U2 songs for all the chapters.
Oh, all right.
And it says it's going to cover his time in the band, his marriage, his faith, his activism. And he says it's the story of one pilgrim's lack of progress with a fair amount of fun along the way.
All right. I'm okay. Sure there is.
Considering all the things that he and you two have been involved in.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it just Bono and The Edge that were performing in that?
That's right. The Subway? Subway? Was that in Ukraine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were doing.
Just to call attention to it. And
yeah. Yeah, they're always doing things like that, too.
Yeah,
just never know with them.
Well, I'm involved in a lot of different causes over the years, shall we say.
Oh, yeah.
So November 1st, if you have an interest, again, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story for Bono's autobiography.
They've been around for at least 42, 43 years,
really?
Probably. Well, you figure that first album came out, I think, in 81. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm thinking...
Joshua Tree came out in 86, so that was like their third or fourth album. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 90s. I wasn't going back
to 80s. Well, that was 86.
Yeah,
that was 86.
Now that you think about it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pride, and otherwise known as In the Name of Love, that's 83.
I'm missing a decade somewhere.
How do you remember all those dates, Pat? And you're accurate.
Useless information. Okay. That's always stuck in my head.
Because that's what Pat remembers. Mm-hmm. It is 8:28 on WSJW. Useless information, you say, but I promise you, valuable to many others.